This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. With more record-breaking temperatures across Colorado this week, with highs in the 80s and 90s, the snow drought is expected to continue. The Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey has more.
For the past decade, climatologists have been recording rising winter temperatures, less precipitation, and earlier arrivals of spring-like weather. It's a somewhat new phenomenon that researchers only a decade ago dubbed a snow drought. Daniel McAvoy is a climatologist with the nonprofit Desert Research Institute in Nevada.
A warm and wet snow drought is when you have warmer temperatures, still have precipitation, but have low snow.
Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming are all affected. He emphasizes that early personal and civic water conservation efforts can help ahead of what's expected to be a dry spring and summer. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Jenny Kinsey.
That spring heat wave is forecast to make temperatures soar into the upper 80s and 90s along the Front Range in Plains. Temperatures in the mountains will likely be in the 60s and 70s. That will break previous records for March, following months of already record-breaking high temperatures. March is already 6 degrees above average, according to the Colorado Climate Center. Red flag warnings for high fire danger were in effect across the entire northeastern part of the state today. Meanwhile, a 20-acre fire in rural Custer County has prompted evacuations just north of Westcliff. The fire is burning in forested public lands. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.